Well, this is a bit of a different kind of service for me because I'm running out the door to the airport. Yeah, it's such a honor to be here with you folks, and then also bid me farewell. Adieu, whatever. Okay, so thank you. I mean, What a blessing. We have some visitors. We have Ken and Pastor Ken and Kitty from Hershey, Pennsylvania, over here. That's Dr. Chung and Natalie over here. And like, do you want to stand up? And Natalie, do you want to, like, show yourself to everybody? They've been blessed. She's 6 months with child. Yeah, that's amazing. I'm so happy for you. And maybe during the week you can, you know, share maybe tonight and the wrap. I don't know, you know, whatever's good in your schedule. I don't know how it goes, you know, because I'll be gone. But Pastor Shabelli is here. Is Katie here also? Katie Sabo? Is she here? Okay, here she is from Kentucky over there. So good to have you, Katie. Yeah, Pastor Drew and the family, been here all week. Wow, love you guys. Amazing, beautiful. This morning we had a message called the Amen. So we're gonna do a short introduction on that. And then I'm gone. And no drama in leaving. When my wife, years ago, when I was living in Hungary and commuting back and forth, there was one time when we didn't see each other for 4 months. And it was hard going to the airport, and she would take me there. And we would just, no drama. It doesn't do anybody any good. And I'll just say, I'll see you tomorrow. And I'll get out of the car and go to the check-in, and I'm gone. And that was so good. So isn't that good advice? It didn't work, though. I never see Okay. Okay. Hey, we tried, you know? Okay. So turn to Revelation. For a few minutes, chapter 3, Revelation, chapter 3. Could I get that iPad up here, Pastor, just to, probably I'll make a few marks on that. Revelation, chapter 3. I'm so thankful for Pastor Pete Wastera. How about you guys? Such a dull response. I don't know why. That's just nothing. No. He does such a good job. And I think we need some Sunday school teachers. Oh, like always, yeah, we do. Pray about it. Also, okay, go to chapter 3 and verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. You know, it is a pattern in our scripture when God is speaking to a church, he defines himself relating to their need. And their need is they need an amen. They need a solid amen because they are drifting. They are drifting in comfort and wealth. They're drifting in relativism. They're drifting in their culture. They are poor and miserable on the inside. And so when he came to them, he said, called himself the Amen. This word is important to us because it's one of Jesus' favorite words, Amen. In his in the Greek New Testament, we have it written, verily, verily, I say to you. It has the meaning of firmness and solidity, what is nailed down, what is true, what is sure, what cannot be moved, the Amen. God is an Amen because he transcends the world we live in. He is the anchor. But he has put in us his Son. And by the Son of God in us, we have an Amen in our heart. This is in distinction to another word, and we read in our Old Testament, and it's in the Hebrew, Habel. And this word means what is visual or recognizable, but unsubstantial, momentary, profitless, futile, spurious, illusionary, fraudulent. It's translated vanity. Habel, Habelim, vanity of vanities. When we were growing up as young people, we were living our life, but for some of us, like a Lutheran priest in Finland many years ago had said to us that his favorite thing to do was to go outside the discotheque at 12 o'clock or 1 or 2 in the morning and look for the teenager who is leaving the restaurant a bit lonely and bewildered. And the priest would go to the young person and talk to him or her about the Lord. He was fishing. He had an Amen in his heart, and he wanted to speak to somebody who had vanity of vanities in their heart. I can see it, but it's empty. I see a pile of money, but it's empty. I see a document or diploma, or I see my wife or children or my job or my life, and somehow I don't have an Amen. It's not solid. I don't know when it will pass away. I love Ecclesiastes 3. We'll finish with this. Turn to that portion. I think you're familiar with it. The Beatles made a song of it, I think. Wasn't it the Beatles or was it the Birds? Okay. So the old guys over here, they know, they got the album. They got it fresh in their entertainment room at home. Chapter 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven. Time to be born, time to die. Time to plant, time to pluck up that which is planted. Time to kill, time to heal, time to break down, time to build up. All these things that happen in this life, they are seasons. And the last portion here that of this particular paragraph is verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in his time. You know, when we had the young people on the stage dedicating their babies, could it be any greater or beautiful than to have a child and hold the child in the arms? It is beautiful for a time. When you buy a home, that's amazing. It's beautiful. Or you get married. It's beautiful. Or your teenager graduates from school. That's beautiful. But it says he's made everything beautiful. How's it go? In its time. Why? Why? Because it passes. It passes. It's like I want it forever. It's gone. Why? Because that thing is visual, but it doesn't have the substance that you are looking for because he has put eternity in our hearts. Look at verse 11, chapter 3, verse 11. He's made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart. He has set the world. In the Hebrew, it is eternity in their heart. Do you know why? When you hold a little baby, it's beautiful, and you hope it doesn't end. You know? You get the idea? Why? Because we have eternity in our hearts. We have eternity in our hearts. And you know what is needed in the human heart? An amen that doesn't change. Verily, verily, I say unto you. That's what's needed. But the Laodicean church, they didn't have the amen. They were lukewarm. They were like just living life, cruising on autopilot, hoping the garden party Friday night would be a success. But could you go a little deeper and look for something that has no end? Look for the I am. Relate to God, who has no beginning and no end, and that the great commandment is to love him with all our heart and our mind. That's why doctrine, this book, that's why the Bible, that's why anointing, Holy Spirit words, that's why our love for each other has such value, because this is not temporary. This is from our Heavenly Father, and it's forever. Our life is forever. Our values that he puts in a, they are forever. Love never fails. There's truth, heaven and earth will pass away, but not this book. And our relationships with our families, that may mean so much to us, and they should, and they do, and they are awesome. But also we are rejoicing in that which cannot be moved, and in the words of truth that do not change, and those truths that are able to build us up, so that we can live in a temporal world and say, God loves you, and I forgive you, and I pray for you, and mean it in our hearts, because the great I am has given us a substantial affirmation of truth, and we are able to say amen deep in our spirit. This is why we come here. This is why we go to places and look for God to minister. I don't think I would have any business going to Hungary today, or any of us going anywhere, if I didn't have a message. We have a message. Greater than the diplomats of our nation, greater than any political person or party, greater than any amount of money, greater than any kind of activity of any kind, your life and mine, we possess something that the world is hungry for, because Hebelim, it's going empty, and I need to hear that which is not empty. Amen. Would you pray with me, please, for the offering? And Father, we thank you for who you are. We want to spend time in your presence to hear what you have to say to us, because your favorite word, verily, verily, is not a abstract speculation. It's not a probability of 90% or 99. It is an affirmation that we can build our life on. Help us, lead us in obedience to you. Lead us in faith in what you have said. Help us continue in it. In any Laodicean church, Laodicean, God is knocking on the door, and he will come in and sup with them, and they will get the fire, the spirit, the truth that will give them rejoicing and set them free. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. If you stay standing and just open to Revelation chapter 22. If you can stand. I know a few people are having a struggle right now, but I'm only joking. Revelation 22, the last chapter in the Bible. Verse 20. Are you there? Revelation 22, verse 20. He that testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Then the last words in the Bible, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And then the last word, amen. Amen. Father, thank you that you are the amen. We pray that you bless our time tonight. And thank you. Once again, the journey and the conferences in Budapest and the one in Paris, God, just really touched them special, bringing people from many places. So bless the travel tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. I just like that word. That word's been on my brain all day. What was the word?
Amen.
Amen. Is it better to follow vanity and vanity of vanities, or to follow the amen? Which would you say? Thank you. So it's much, much more awesome and rewarding to follow the amen. And Jesus is the amen in Revelation 3:14, as Pastor Schaller mentioned. He's called the amen. And I love this. This word is really an amazing word, that firm and solid, faithful, finished and fulfilled, and true and certain. So this is just, you know, a lot of times you'll hear this word used maybe in church services or on the radio or with people, and we kind of just throw it out there as amen, amen. But really is a very powerful spiritual word when it speaks about finality, fulfilled, finished work. It's finished is what it's saying. It's absolutely certain, it's solid, and it's firm. This is the amen. And really, this is an incredible word, and I love how the Bible ends with that particular word, the amen. And I was thinking today about Jesus being the amen and grace, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And it really is quite a finish. By the way, amen finishes the devil. He's finished. He is defeated. The world, by the way, the world is defeated, 1 John 5:4. And the devil is defeated, Revelation 12, 9 through 11. And the old sin nature is defeated, Romans 6, 6, Galatians 2, 20. We have absolute victory. What would you say to that?
Amen.
I say amen to that. We have an amazing threefold victory over the enemies. And to me, that's like amen to that. That's such an amen. And this particular word, as it relates to the grace of God too, and really thinking about the nature and the character of God. And I can just proclaim amen to what has taken place in my life, and you can proclaim it in your life, rather than looking at things. And I think Laodicea is interesting, as he mentioned, that Jesus calls himself the amen, the faithful and true witness. to a church that was neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm. So much so that Jesus said, and this is interesting in the Greek language, I will vomit you out of my mouth. That means when I taste you, you make me sick. I love you, but you don't taste good. As a church. And he's coming to them, and here's the solution. Rather than being yes and no and back and forth and double-minded, let's have our Christian lives, let's have a church that's an absolute amen. And this is incredible. I'm so blessed to be a part of a ministry that is doing what this ministry does in this city. Can you say amen? You're going to say that a lot tonight. Well, I'm not going to be very long, but you're going to say that a lot. And, you know, I was thinking about Ecclesiastes today. What a book that is. I mean, it is amazing. Do you know that 86 times it talks about the word vanity or something derived as if it's vanity? In other words, Solomon keeps talking about vanity, 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 vanity. Then he uses 29 times the words under heaven or under the sun. And he's saying life under heaven and under the sun is nothing but emptiness, futility. I have searched it out. I've seen what it's all about. I've had everything. If you read Ecclesiastes 1 and 2, there are about seven greats. You know, he was great. He did great works. He had great knowledge. And it's amazing. The great things that he attained to as a human being, there was no one like him. Great riches, great power. And then he ends up saying 86 times, Hebel. It's all vanity. Everything under the sun and under heaven is what? Imagine how many people strive for everything under the sun. They're striving for everything that this world has to give. And then when they get it, it's like this is all vain. I know I've done that in my own life many times. Going after something and then finding out once I've got it, wow, this does nothing for me. This means absolutely nothing. This is all just vanity. And yet we have the riches of Christ. Isn't that amazing? We have the riches of Christ. Can you say amen? We've got all the riches of Jesus Christ. When you read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 5, 7, and I think it's 8, it'll talk in those three verses about grace in the past, grace in the present, and in the future, the exceeding riches that will come in the future. And that's amazing. And we have grace for the past and grace for our present circumstances and grace for what will take place tomorrow, the next month, the next year. And when I know that God is a God of all grace and gives me grace and he cares for me, all I can say is amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen to what God has said and what God has done. And that verse that we heard this morning, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 20, all the promises. How many? All the promises of God are in him, yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God. So not only is he the amen, but his promises are all amen. That means every promise that God has given us. Can you imagine one day we will have no sin nature? Amen. Can you imagine one day, Martin Kindergare, you're not going to have an old sin nature. He remembers how my old sin nature did a little bit of reacting on the basketball court in Uganda, especially when younger people beat you and have no respect for the elderly. Right, Pastor Pete Wistera? I mean, I never did that. So I never tried to outdo an older person. It's an amen. It was an amen that people came to church and from the basketball court. That's an amen. It's an amen. When we think, sometimes we're always occupied with what we want to happen, what we think we need, and yet we never say amen to the very things that God has done. That in heaven there'll be no devil. There'll be no demons. There'll be no old sin nature. There'll be no sickening world system. By the way, what is the world anyway? The world is that which is in opposition to and alien from the life of God. And I say amen to getting out of it. When the time is right, while we're here, we're going to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. And to that, I can only say amen. That we are witnesses to Jesus Christ. And as a ministry, we have a great responsibility and a purpose to bring the message not only to Baltimore, to Maryland, to Silver Spring. Amen. Amen. God healed him. Amen. God healed him. It's amazing. Pastor Shibley is an amazing man of God. I've been with him how many years, you think? 30-something years? We've been together somehow. The time that your mother came into church and pulled you out. 39 years. That was, is that from Starreton Chapel to the Marriott Hotel? Starreton Chapel. We go way back, huh? Starreton Chapel. Wow, that was a what? That was an amen. The day I met my wife was a what?
Amen.
An amen. By the way, being single is also an amen. And thank God for the person you're married to, because of God using it in any, every situation. You can say amen to your wife. Amen to your husband. Amen. Those children were given to you by God. Amen to those children. Amen.
Amen.
I was teaching Courtney how to shoot a basketball the other day, you know, because they don't know how to grab it on the seams. You know, when, you know, Pat, how people get a basketball, and the seams are there for you to put your fingers on so you get a good spin, and how to shoot the ball, not like this, but from the ear, from the ear. This is the best motion. But she never said amen to it. And I think she went right back to shooting the way that somehow people taught her. Sometimes you got to just force the arm. Amen. Because I know more about basketball than she does. Amen. I didn't get a lot of amens on that one. But amen. This is amazing. I did a man's wedding, and he had been married legally, and then he asked me to do his wedding. He had 17 children, and they were all in the wedding party. You know what I said to that? Amen. I mean, 17 kids lined up there as bride. What were they? They were, what do you call them? The bridesmaids and bridal party. 17 kids as a bridal party, but amen, we killed the cow and ate the whole cow for the wedding. Yeah, it was like just, you remember that? I was like, you remember that? I'm not telling some kind of African stories that you say, oh, there he goes again with those stories. No, they're amens. These are amens. Pastor Sempala was his name. And God delivers us and he heals us. And what do you say to that?
Amen.
Say amen to that before it happens. I don't know what God's going to do. Well, rather than saying, I don't know what God's going to do, you sound like you were the bishop of Laodicea. No, you're not in the Laodicean church. I know what God's going to do, for all of his promises are what? Yes, and yay, and amen. And this is amazing. He's going to bear fruit in our older age. What do you say to that? Amen. Say amen to that. That when we speak to people about Christ, God can touch them. As we heard Pastor Schaller's story about how he got on his knees and he was just praying to God, that we have no idea when we pray for people or we communicate to people about the message of Jesus Christ, and maybe they react, but we never know what's going to happen through our prayers and through an initiation of the life of God. And I say amen to that. Our prayers are amens to God. When we're praying, we're just saying that God's going to do it. I believe. Otherwise, why would we pray? Would you just pray and not even believe what you're praying? You ever done that? I think I have a few times. Pray for something, didn't even believe what I was praying. Interesting. I don't think I should have added the word amen to it. Amen? Amen. Somebody told me the other day, like, they said, you know, the life expectancy of a certain person is a certain people group is 68 years old. I said, I went right by that. Amen? Yeah, we went right by that. Amen. Amen. And when somebody goes home to be with the Lord, then what do we say? Amen. We say amen to that. Next Sunday, I want to preach a message, if God permits, calls. It's going to be called this. It's going to be Sunday morning and Sunday night. Being blessed versus being stressed. Hello? Anybody ever get stressed here? Huh? You know what stress is, don't you? It's when your mind is divided from God's mind. That's what the word means. Stress, anxiety, cares is when my thoughts are divided from God's thoughts. Here comes the stress. But you know what I say? The peace of God passes what? Understanding. And I say amen to that. I say amen to raising up children in the way that they should go. And maybe you see them floating in certain directions, but amen, God's bringing them home one day. Amen? It's amazing. It's amazing. Amen to God loves me. Can you say amen to that? Say that to yourself. God loves me. God loves me. Even me. I don't care who you are, what you've done, where you're going, what you will do. God loves you. Amen? God is merciful. His mercy rejoices over judgment. You know what I say to that? Amen. Amen. Wow. God never thinks evil. You know what I say to that? Amen. Amen. God restores people. God puts relationships back together again. And all I can say to that is amen. Amen. God provides all of our needs in Philippians 4:19, and to that I say, amen. Amen. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, and to that I say, amen. It's final, it's fulfilled, it's victorious, it's true, it's certain, and it's firm, and it stands. And it's an amen. Satan hates amens. He hates it. No, no, he wants everything to continue. Oh, no, no, that's going to be with you for years. No, I've got an amen grace to my thorn. Hello? Anybody here, have you ever had a thorn or a besetting sin that just never seems to go away? You know why it doesn't go away? Because the old sin nature doesn't go away. And you know what? That's the plan of God. So all I say is, thank you, God. You've given me the person of the Holy Spirit. And to that I say what? Amen. Amen. We have an eternal purpose in the plan of God. We've been placed in the Father, in the Son, and in the Spirit. And to that I say what? Amen. Amen. Pastor Pete Wisterra says amen that his wife married him and that she was in Baltimore. And somehow somebody helped that along a bit. And I would say what? I can't hear you. Amen. Amen. He says, amen. That is awesome. And rather than looking at life through some no all the time, I look at life through the amen of God. And I realize I'm not going to follow vanity and this crazy world that's going out there and all this vanity and futility and all that's going on, but I want to follow the amens of God. And I'm not going to sit there and complain, you know. I mean, by the way, everything we complain about, does it ever help? No, does it help? I don't think it helps at all. But we have the amens of God. Amen that God has given us the Holy Spirit, and he'll never take away the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. That we are eternally secure. That if we sin, he will lovingly discipline us. Hebrews chapter 12, 7 through 11, he'll lovingly discipline us. Last night, I was with Miracle Rivera. You see Miracle over there? Where is she? I can't see that far. Where'd she go? Right there. Okay, yeah, you're pointing at her. Yeah, she told me that when you were born, you were what? You were 1 pound? Is that right? 1 pound when she was born. That's a miracle. That's why they named her Miracle. She's a miracle, amen? Can God do miracles? God opens up the Red Sea, amen? God pulls down the walls of Jericho. Amen. God raises the dead with Elijah in 1 Kings 17 through 19. He raises the dead. Amen. Lazarus come forth. Amen. Lazarus comes forth. Paul comes out of prison in Acts 16. Amen. Peter's delivered while he's sleeping. Doesn't even know an angel's jabbing him in the side. And he's delivered from prison. And it's an amen. It's an amen. You see all these amazing miracles of God. And to them, we say they are not fictitious. They are not just stories. We can say amen to God who crippled the greatest civilization on the face of the earth. He crippled it in a few weeks. Egypt, Exodus chapter 4, verses 4, chapters 4 through 10. He crippled the greatest civilization that there ever was in just a matter of days. And to that I say, amen. I say, amen. He has a murderer, Exodus 2. He has a murderer, 2 Samuel chapter 11. He has a murderer, Acts 8. Write the Bible. And to that I say, amen. Moses, David, and Saul of Tarsus. What do you think about that? That 55 to 60% of the Bible was written by three murderers. You know what I say to that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sonny McDonald's here tonight. To that I say, amen. Amen. Don't be leaving me either. Ain't gonna do it. Amen. It's an amen that we have churches around the world that they've just come from Japan. Where'd they go? Are you there somewhere? I got one of the worst eyesights from the stage because of the lights. They just came from Japan. And they're doing a work in Japan. And people are hearing the gospel in where? Japan. You know what I say to that? To Dr. Chung, Pastor Dr. Chung, evangelist Pastor Dr. Chung and his wife who's pregnant. You know what I say to that? Amen. They said, we're going to Japan. Is that the right country? Okay, good. Amen to that. I remember the right country. I say amen to that. And that's incredible. I was talking to a conference call this afternoon with four pastors, and one of our pastors went home to be with the Lord. He was 57 years old, and he left seven children with orphans. And just to hear his wife's testimony about, like, you know, he loved God. He loved the message of grace. He loved the call of God. He was pastoring three churches in the Sahara Desert. And something took place and whatnot. And you know what she said to me? You know, Pastor Shibeli, I'm brokenhearted. I know it's going to pass, but I just simply say amen. That as it's God's will, as it's God's will. And I thought to myself, wow, this is amazing. This woman, you know, just facing such a difficult time in her life, raising all those children and those orphans. And she's just so positive, and she's so grateful that he was saved. Amen? That he was born again, that we're going to meet our loved ones in heaven again. What do you think about that? Amen. Amen. It lost for a little bit of time and space right here, but amen. Let's be amen people. Amen? Let's be people that say, God has done it, it's final, it's fulfilled, it's finished, it's true, it's certain, it's firm, and it stands. And that's amen. Amen to the cross, amen to the finished work, amen to the authority of God, amen to the victory of God, amen to the body of Christ, amen to the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation to all those who believe. And we say what?
Amen.
Amen? Amen. 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 Father, thank you. I don't know if we said it 86 times, but we'll finish that off in the wrap. Amen and amen. We thank you, God. You are the amen. It isn't just an amen word. You yourself are called the amen. To the church of Laodicea, back and forth, double-minded, unstable in all their ways. To them he came as the amen, the faithful and true witness. And we thank you for amen grace. For amen, Jesus, amen, grace. We say amen to salvation. We say amen, you've delivered us. We say amen to victory. We say amen to bearing fruit to a purpose. We say amen. We are amen people. We're not wishy-washy, back and forth, vanity of vanity, Hebel people. Just back and forth, vain and transitory. I don't know what's going on. We know what's going on, and to that we say, God is doing it, and amen. Amen. So, Father, thank you tonight. We pray once again for traveling mercies for Pastor Schaller, those who are meeting in Hungary and Paris, and we thank you tonight. If you're here, and you've never said amen to the message of God's love, God's mercy and God's grace, with our eyes closed and our heads bowed, say, Jesus, tonight I've heard you save people. Salvation is of the Lord. God so loved the world, he gave his one and only, his only begotten Son. I believe tonight. on the internet. I believe and say amen to the message of the gospel. I say amen to letting Jesus come into my life. I say amen to being changed by the Holy Spirit. That's your prayer. You just lift your hand up or do whatever you want. Amen to that. We thank you. And help us, God, as Christians. Let's quietly stand. Just lift our hands to God. And maybe some things that are going on. Rather than be thinking, worrying, living in doubt, say amen to them tonight. Say, God's going to do it. It's final. It's finished. It's true. It's certain. I am what I am by the grace of God. And to that we say, amen. Amen. God's going to change me. Amen. God's going to change the marriage. Amen. God's going to just raise up children. Amen. God's going to make a difference. God's going to heal. Amen. God's going to be a provision financially. Amen. God's going to lead me and guide me. Amen. God's going to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Amen. God's going to give me mercy when I fail. Amen. Just an amazing amen night. Amen day. We thank you. As they come up, do a song in closing. I don't know if they have an amen song, but they got something. I say amen to whatever their song is.